Also on the stage with Governor Palin tonight, a woman who may become another Republican star. Meg Whitman once ran eBay. She left the giant online auction house 6 months ago, and she is now advising Senator McCain on economic issues. Some people want her to pursue her own political future in California. John Myers of member station KQED caught up with Meg Whitman in St. Paul.
Political conventions are full of people putting the party in politics, but it's strictly business for the woman from California. Meg Whitman arrived early on Tuesday morning for a breakfast meeting with GOP delegates from Washington State.
Hi, I'm Meg Whitman.
Hi, I'm Ken Slutton. Glad
to
meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Whitman worked the room like a natural politician, asking questions about local issues, even eagerly diving into a large plate of pancakes placed in front of her. Until last month, her political profile was pretty low. That's when John McCain, during the nationally televised forum from the Evangelical Saddleback Church, singled her out as one of the three people he'd most often consult as president.
In these economic challenging times, we need to call on the wisdom and knowledge, background of people like Meg Whitman, who have been able to make such a great American success story part of the world's folklore.
I was at home with my 20-year-old, and, you know, we looked at each other, and I said, gosh, that is quite an honor. And my 20-year-old was like, whoa, Mom, you know, way to go.
And go she has. In fact, before McCain picked Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate, some suggested the best woman for the job was Meg Whitman. Some still believe she may be perfect for a job in a McCain administration in 2009. In Whitman's 10 years running eBay, the online auction house grew from about $5 million in revenue to a phenomenal $7.7 billion. The man she calls her business mentor got her into politics last year. Former boss and, at the time, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney.
He said, would you ever be willing to help? And I said, for you, Mitt, I will do anything. And that experience, plus running eBay, really, I began to understand the impact that public service can have, the importance of, you know, who you elect as president.
When Romney dropped out, John McCain called, and Meg Whitman, a fan of McCain's opposition to new internet taxes, signed on. Back at the pancake breakfast, she sings his praises.
This is a really good man who first and foremost puts his country first. And it's...
Whitman's interest in politics has fueled speculation about a run for elective office, in part because of her personal fortune, estimated at some $1.4 billion. The buzz suggests she could be a serious candidate for governor of California when Arnold Schwarzenegger is termed out in 2010. One of Meg Whitman's admirers is the former chairman of the California Republican Party, Duff Sundheim.
She was not only successful head of a company, but she was the successful head of a community. eBay really is a community of people that buy and sell things. So she understands what the needs are of the average man and woman in a way that most CEOs don't.
Whitman won't say if she's thinking about running for governor or any other elected office. But she describes herself in ways that sound like the kind of Republican that voters in democratically tilted California tend to like.
I am, you know, a fiscal conservative that is all about how do we keep taxes low, how do we make sure that we are spending government money like it is the taxpayers. And I think we forget that. This is not government's money. It's your money and my money and everyone else's. And on social issues, you know, more moderate in many ways. And obviously, you know, we'll, you know, if I decide to do something after November 4th, we'll talk more about it.
And if she does run for office on her own, few who have seen Meg Whitman in action will be surprised. For NPR News, I'm John Myers at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul.